So begins the tragedy of Amir al-Mu'mini. Now imagine as a husband that you've been dragged onto the road by your neck. And now imagine this, that your house is being ambushed and from all sides people are attacking. Imagine Amir al-Mu'minin looking towards the house as he's being dragged onto the road. The door is burning and his wife is between the wall and the door. And at that moment she falls to the ground with a nail on her chest. The blood begins to flow. In the darkness of the night when Hassan wakes up, alayhi salam, when Hussein wakes up, alayhi salam. In those nights Amir al-Mu'minin would remember his wife. But in the tradition it says, and the most painful, and you find this tradition in Nahj al-Balagha. Those final moments come, nighttime, he digs a grave, takes the body in his hands. The tradition says he lowers the body. In one tradition it says as he begins to lower it, the tradition says Amir al-Mu'minin was feeling that even if my soul were to come out, may I not have seen this day. The ribs are broken, the eye is bruised, the face is bruised, the back is lashed. The tradition says he puts the body in. For the next 25 years of his life, Amir al-Mu'minin would remember these moments.
Oh Fatima,
oh Fatima, I am so alone. Without you around, this house is no longer
forget the things that I saw. Your ribs that were crushed, the nail and the door. Your tormented cries, the blood on the floor. Mohsin, our son, whose life is no more. Oh Fatima, it broke me to see. Though you were in pain, you crawled trying to save Ali.
Oh Fatima, I am so alone. Without you around, this house is no longer a home.
This grief in my heart cannot be contained. But how can I cry in front of Hussein? I wander the streets without any aim to find anyone who can share my pain. Oh Fatima, my heart sobs for you. I cry by myself in alleys that are destitute.
Oh Fatima,
deep loneliness is now breaking me. How can I escape this cycle of grief? These tears are flowing just like the sea. My love, come and see the state of Ali. Oh Fatima, I can't see the day. The light of my eyes, life from me was snatched away.
Oh Fatima, I am so alone. Without you around, this house is no longer a home.
They tell me, Ali, we thought you were strong. You lifted the gates of Khaybar alone. So why is it that you cry on and on? You know better than us that she is gone. Oh Fatima, if only they knew the bruises and scars I saw when I was washing you. Children are searching just for your scent. How can I explain your absence to them? There aren't any words to stop their lament. You were for them all a mother and friend. Oh Fatima, they will cry aloud. look at you, laying motionless in a shroud.
Oh, Fatima, I am so alone. Without you around, this house is no longer a home.
You know that a day will come on Hussein. He will be alone upon burning plains. A shower of stones and arrows will rain. With 12 blunted strikes, his neck will be slain. Oh, Fatima, they will trample him. His chest will be torn and he'll bleed from his every limb. My secrets and all my woes. You stayed with me through my highs and my lows. You wiped all my tears and helped me to cope. In each of my trials, you filled me with hope. Oh, Fatima, the most perfect wife, I will mourn for you the rest of the days I'm alive.
Oh, Fatima, I am so alone. Without you around, this house is no longer a home.
With my very hands, I lay you to sleep. I know that you told me to never weep. But I can't control the way that I feel. Your death is a scar that will never heal. Oh, Fatima, oh, Rose of Allah, your fragrance will stay forever in this broken heart. Your fragrance will stay forever in this broken heart.